producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of my favorites, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, right at the top. Bob, I'll tell you what, I thought of you today as soon as I heard Bill Clinton say, dead broke. Those comments were factually true. So, boy, Hillary has really taken a lot of abuse for her financial comments a couple of weeks ago, isn't she?
Well, she is. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, they owed lawsuit money. But in this business, you know, and, you know, I know in this business, when you talk about your finances, Dennis Kucinich and I, you know, we were rated the two poorest members of Congress because we had credit card debt. We were the only ones that had big credit card debt. But going home and saying, yes, I'm in credit card debt and I just don't have the money the rest of them do. I only make $178,000. Constituents are going to look and say, what?
All right,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Along the same lines, this is interesting. How about President Obama saying that Boehner and Biden, I love the bees, Boehner and Biden are his favorite golf partners that he's teed off with, that was the best. Because, you know, now all of a sudden the tan man, your friend, John Boehner, is trying to sort of distance himself from the president when it's convenient.
Well, that's right. And he took a lot of heat for going golfing with the president at all. Look, Boehner is addicted to golfing, and I mean literally addicted to it. He golfs constantly. And when he got the chance to golf with the president's pretty cool, but he took a lot of heat. Now, when the president says something like this, trust me, which is a normal human being thing to say, hey, I like to golf with Boehner. I promise you the Tea Party people right now all over the country are going, uh-huh. That's where Boehner's selling us out, cutting deals.
That's right, right
Boehner's
there.
Boehner's people have to be freaking, you know. They have to be saying, look, private phone calls to the White House. Don't tell we're golfing, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't say anything about it. I think this was big because you've talked about your work with what's happened in the past with the VA and what we're seeing now. How about the CBO saying that the VA overhaul would cost pretty penny, $50 billion, and then a bunch of people freaking out about it and saying that's grotesquely out of line, specifically Senator Burr?
Oh, it's going to cost every bit of the $50 billion because, you know, Senator Sanders, Bernie Sanders has made no bones about this. There's several ways to fix it. You have to have good management, et cetera, and they still have to really root out some people there. But on top of it, it's going to take money. And their computer systems, when I was on the House Veterans Committee, they were bad back then. They're still bad. And I know people also did, you know, wrong things, but they need to, you know, toughen up, clean up the management, et cetera. Make it pass down the line. It's going to take money, though, Kate. There's no way around it. And we have to decide, do we keep the promise to the veterans and pay for this, or you don't? And that's what I think it's going to boil down to.
Yeah, we'll see if they keep the promise. I think you keep the promise. You serve, you
yes.
Give up all that time, limbs, family. You've got to do it. We got to do it. Absolutely. So we'll watch that one. How about this?
Right.
Mitch McConnell, your other buddy, the Senate Republican leader, says the Senate should move the Export-Import Bank authorization legislation despite all of the opposition from the House Republicans. And, of course, you know all about this. There's a lot of funky business going on with that because of all the money taxpayers pay and the guaranteed loans and whatnot that get mixed up in this. What do you think?
Well, I was on with Bernie Sanders. I was on the House Financial Institutions Committee, and I agree with Bernie 100%. We had a nice coalition going. You don't just reauthorize them. You see what they're doing. How are they helping American jobs? You have to make them accountable. Now, McConnell's doing this on the heels of four individuals that had to be booted because they were taking all kinds of gifts and things like that. But beyond that, everybody knows that if you don't dig in when you're going to authorize them, you're going to lose them for that period of time once you give them the money. You're going to lose them. So it's amazing Mitch McConnell is just jumping, but he's jumping to businesses too. You know, they want the money.
Yeah, they want the money. Those big businesses, huge companies, you know the list. It's none of the small businesses. Okay, so we move from that as we're trying to squeeze a bunch of different things in to this one. I mean, we could do a whole show on this, Bob. The crisis that we're seeing at the border, and now you've got particularly jumping on this issue, not a surprise, someone from Texas, because that's one of the border states and they're dealing with it. But Congressman Michael McCaul, who's saying, you know, we need to send reinforcements to the border and the Obama's turning a blind eye to the crisis. Has this been a blunder for the administration because it's not going smoothly, or did we not think it was going to go smoothly, or what do you think?
Well, I think there's another problem that's going to come up here, and I predict this on your show tonight for the administration and everybody. Part of these, of the juveniles that are coming in droves, part of them are going to be gang, potential gang related to this MS-13 gang, which in 2005, we really laid the hammer down trying to get rid of this gang. And they just did four indictments just the other day. So they've got to take a twofold approach. Who's actually coming over the border? These might not all be just innocent kids, looking for a job. They're going to have to be very, cautious about that. But the second thing is, they've got a situation where the administration, has all this influx of especially juveniles, and they've either got to start to do something legally with them, or they're probably going to have to send them back, and they're just going to come back again. I think part of it's going to be the administration's problem, but part of it's going to be the Congress's problem, the Republicans specifically, if they don't do immigration reform, and because Eric Cantor lost and was daring to actually talk about it, that's dead right now. I think after the election, Kate, though, Republicans are going to embark on it because they're afraid of Hillary Clinton taking the entire Hispanic community. So they're going to balk right now, and they're going to let this fester, and it'll hurt both sides, the White House and the Congress. But after the election, I think they'll address what they're going to do, especially with the juveniles.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, you have to. If you're talk to anyone in the Border Patrol, Bob, it's just crazy for them. Awful. All right, so this is the most important question I'm ever going to ask you. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Is power just so overwhelming that you just have to faint when you're in a powerful spot? Did you hear the story today? And it sounded like something crazy had happened naturally, that there was a woman that fainted at the White House, and it turns out it was just an intern.
President Clinton came in a room one time I was in, and I had a little kid in there, a son of a secretary, and President Clinton walked in the door, and the little boy just burst into tears, and I thought he was going to pass out, just hysteric, just at the sight of the president. And Clinton, being Clinton, knelt down to his level, and he looked at the little boy and said, "I wish I could wear jeans. I have to wear this suit." And the little kid gave him a hug, So, yes, I think the presence of power does that type of thing.
No kidding. And I guess our own Justin Duckham was there when it happened, huh? I wonder if he caught her.
I don't know, but he's the photobomb king. He photobombs everybody's pictures. It's becoming the office telling that. I call him the photobomb king. He's with all these famous people, and you're going to see him in back of Hillary Clinton making a face one day or something. Ellen will get him.
Oh, Ellen will get him for that. There's no question. All right, a lot of fun. Bob Ney, thank you so much. We look forward to it again. Thanks. Bye-bye. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. All right, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Couple of things to dish out at you, including a real nail biter in Mississippi. I know we got a lot of people listening to us there. It was what a dramatic finale, first of all, it was. And we're talking about expensive races in the primaries. Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran on Tuesday just pushes back the biggest challenge in a 36-year Senate career. It wasn't looking really good. He wins a runoff. He wins a runoff election and then moves to November. So how about that? 98% of the vote was counted before it was called. Cochran leading the actual Tea Party-backed candidate, State Senator Chris McDaniel, by 50.7% to 49.3. How about that? And the runoff was prompted, by the way, when McDaniel edged Cochran in a June 4th primary but failed to win 50% of the vote, so blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes. I mean, you think of Cochran, chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Senate Republican Conference. And really, it was just so close. I mean, he was sweating bullets, there's no question about it, and a ton of money was spent on this. You know, it's interesting because the former Mississippi Governor, Haley Barbour, who's actually been a guest on this show, his Mississippi conservative PAC supported Cochran and said that, you know, more than ever, this incumbent would benefit from big voter turnout if there was a discussion of the issues that affected the people in Mississippi, because that didn't happen. You know, originally people felt like that didn't happen. So the runoff was different from the first primary. The primary was all about negative, brutal ads. But the runoff was different. There was much more meat on the issues anyway. There was much more conversation about that. So how about that? Cochran's win was very expensive. How much do you think he spent? This is a guy, like I said, we're talking just shy of, what, 40 years, right? He's going to hit that 40-year mark. Cochran spent $17 million. This is how much the race was. $17 million for the Republican primary alone. $12 million more on the race spent from outside money. Yeah, and you think of, if you do your math, because, of course, you know, we love numbers here, you have to go back to 1972. Wow. So for Cochran, he had some backing. He had the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He had the National Association of Realtors. And, boy, there's a lot of meat on that bone. And he was endorsed by Brett Favre, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator John McCain, the veterans on the Hill, because people are, I think, so tired of the same old, same old. For the first time, a lot of senators and congresspeople who aren't used to being challenged, who just, it's just a drop in the bucket that they get reelected, are finding themselves really fighting for their lives to stay in politics anyway. And the it's interesting because McDaniel, of course, got all the Tea Party backing, and his endorsements came from, like, Senator Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin, even a former game show host, Chuck Woolery, who's a big-time conservative Tea Party kind of guy. He's actually on our website. We spent some time with Chuck Woolery when we went to the convention the last time around. He always shows up for that kind of stuff, and he's very, very involved. Anyway, so there was some backing for McDaniel, too, but sure enough, Cochran ends up barely getting out of this. I mean, barely getting out of this. Republicans, by the way, need, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seats to win control of the U.S. Senate, which would give them, of course, the leverage, I guess, to oppose the president's agenda with the last 2 years in the White House. These midterms have become much more interesting than I thought they would be. And the money spent, like I said, and how bitter it's gotten. And the fact that ever since Eric Cantor, especially, anybody who's an incumbent and thinks that they have a layup, they don't have a layup anymore. It does show that people are willing to push for something different because they are tired of what's happening and why Congress has such pathetic ratings, single-digit ratings. Jack from Down Under, already thrown in his 2 cents, says if you need to spend that much to get reelected, you must not be doing a good job. Now, that's American politics, Jack. That's what we do. We spend money, money, money to get elected. That's part of the problem, isn't it? Although, if you look at what happened to Eric Cantor, the unknown Tea Party candidate college professor didn't spend hardly any money, where Cantor spent a fortune and couldn't get reelected. I mean, you know, couldn't even make it out of the gate, didn't make it out of the primary. I think we're going to see more of this. I think this isn't going to be the last nail biter, by the way, that we're going to see. We've got emails to talk about. Not talk to. If only emails could talk, then I would have some kind of show. There's no one that could compete with this show if I could make the emails just talk out loud. I know that there's some people that can do that. Oh, that's right, the NSA. We have emails to talk about on America Tonight and a few other things, too. But I wanted to throw this in because a lot of you, if I was going to pick 3 or 4 key, what I call poison darts, that infuriate this audience, I would say that this would sit pretty high on the list, the whole executive actions, how many executive actions, what is the president doing, and the latest thing with the Bo Bergdahl release and the exchange of the 5 Gitmo prisoners for 1 Bo Bergdahl. That has infuriated so many people across America and really has people looking at the executive actions. Well, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is considering suing the White House over Obama's use of executive action. So much for the president saying that one of his favorite golf partners was John Boehner. He's going to make the decision, he says, within the next few days. Republicans have been on the warpath almost from the beginning of the year, probably the end of last year and beyond, saying that the moves are just an abuse of power. It just undercuts congressional authority, period. And really the thing that was the catalyst for this was the Bergdahl deal. You had portions of Affordable Care that have been delayed. You have gun control measures. There's been a threat there when Congress didn't push legislation through. Nothing, of course, happened. And there have been several other things throughout the president's, especially second term, that have been pushed very hard. And now Boehner's, like I said, thinking of going for the jugular, saying, you know what, maybe we'll just do this thing. Maybe we'll just bring this suit. I think it's more of a shot across the bow. I don't know that he'll do that. I don't know that he'll tie up time on that with now close to the midterm elections and a few other things as well. And speaking of the Republicans and their push for 2016, where, oh, where will they hold their convention? The crystal ball says it could be Dallas. It's actually, at first it was supposedly down to two. Now it's down to four. Denver, one of the places on the list. Dallas, one of the places. Cleveland and Kansas City. Does it matter? It matters for the locals because it pumps money into the economy. It's a natural for that. I'm going to say that my sources say Dallas. We'll see if that holds up or not. Rents Priebus liked the fact that there was an elephant in town the last time he came to check out what Dallas could offer if they brought the convention to Dallas, Texas. And, of course, our satellite facility is there, so we would be all over that. It would just be a skip downtown to go to the Republican convention. And the Democrats, they're not close to picking where their convention is going to be yet at this point. All right, coming up on the flip side, among the things we'll talk about, the no-fly list and constitutional rights. A judge weighs in. Find out what the judge said on the flip side here on ATN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Speaking of bad to the bone, a bite and a strike. What a difference that makes for Uruguay. We'll talk about it coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. In the meantime, the no-fly list. You know, some people have had some wacky problems when it comes to that. I'm sorry, you know, a five-year-old boy, if you remember that story, couldn't get back on a flight. It was on a no-fly list. And no matter how much somebody argued, look, common sense, come on, give me a break. Here's what a federal judge says. The no-fly list is unconstitutional. This is what a judge in Oregon ruled on Tuesday, saying that the government's list that stops people from flying on commercial airlines just doesn't float constitutionally. The list violates the rights of Americans since there's no way to fight a designation on the list. You can't fight it. Specifically, U.S. District Judge Anna Brown said in the ruling, I'm going to quote it exactly, the court concluded international travel is not a mere convenience or luxury. In this modern world, indeed, for many, international travel is a necessary aspect of liberties sacred to members of a free society. So how about that? Any confusion there? This no-fly list was pushed back in 2003 after September 11th, the terror attacks. And the no-fly list, of course, was aimed at preventing suspected terrorists from boarding commercial planes and flying them into buildings and killing us. So now, as this moves forward, it'll be interesting to see some of the reaction to that, the whole idea of the no-fly list and what does it do. I think it does hasn't done very much good when you think of how many times it's actually been violated, and then the ridiculousness of a young child and the family being pulled aside, and no matter what they say, they can't get around the no-fly list, and it's impossible to get off of it. It's really, really tough. So then there's the no common sense aspect of it. And then there's the terrorists who have gotten through. So you start to weigh it and say, yeah, I don't know, is it really thwarting terrorism, a no-fly list? Are we really thinking that the worst of the worst who are on this list are getting on planes to do that? Yeah, I don't think so. I think you worry about the ones that are elusive, the possibility of a sleeper cell, the possibility of somebody just lying in wait. To me, that is the scariest thing of all. Waiting and waiting and waiting for the right moment, the right time, the crazed American-born terrorist who decides, I hate this country, and I'm ready to go, and I'm whipped up by whoever I've seen on the Internet and whoever I'm following. I think that's a very, very, very scary element to deal with. But also the people that get through. So they're already here. They're already through. They're just playing the waiting game. We'll see what happens with that. But that's pretty big. So unconstitutional doesn't hold up. If you know it's going to go all the way up to the big boys, for sure, as it'll get challenged. And I love it when you talk about constitutional law and you talk about your rights and whatnot. If you look at the Constitution and you weigh that against, I think you weigh that against the flights, I got to agree. No question about it. But to me, more than anything else, it just hasn't been, I don't think it's been some incredible deterrent for somebody who would decide, I'm going to finagle my way on a plane and I'm going to crash it. I'm going to blow up people. I'm going to do whatever I can to say, take that, America, and Allah Akbar. You know, it's since 9/11, we have been more diligent in other areas, but the no-fly list, I just can't believe that it's a net that's so incredible. It stopped the potentials from doing harm. I don't think so. So to me, it's kind of a moot point. But when it comes to the legal aspect of it, yeah, I think it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court if there's the big challenge there. In the meantime, we have not talked about this for a very long time. Oh, and aren't you thrilled to pieces about that? You know, that missing claim. And it's not funny, but the missing 777. I laugh because I think of the amount of coverage that we saw over and over again. Breaking news. Looks like there might be pieces of plane. Satellite images show probably it's closer to this side of the Indian Ocean. Now Australian authorities are saying they don't know when a new search area for that missing Malaysian flight is going to be announced. They just don't know because they're not getting caught in this web. In fact, the guy who's the commish of their version of the NTSB, of the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, his name is Martin Dolan, says that all the analysis of the relevant data is going to be completed by the week's end, but before they release it, they have to talk with the Malaysians. They're responsible for the investigation. They were the agency that took the lead for that whole underwater safari, search for the plane, and said they're just going to wait and decide where the new search area was and where it was going to be announced, when it was going to be announced. More than 3 months after Flight 370 disappeared over Southeast Asia, searchers have found no trace of it. Just where is that 777? 239 souls on board. It is now one of the big aviation mysteries. What about that whole black box thing? I mean, that's toast. We know that. The satellites, the radar, the shifts south of the Indian Ocean, further away. They're poring over all the info they have, but they still, I think, are just throwing, they're just throwing darts. Might have a clue as to the mystery of it, where it looks like it went down, what people have said. But we've also heard some other stories, too, about big planes. And now they're saying that the plane might, it goes back to this whole thing of shifting, the plane might have made a dramatic change in altitude after it sharply went off of its scheduled path from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Beijing. If that's the case, the altitude change could affect the calculation of the new search area. That's why they're not announcing it. So now I've just spent too much time on this 777. Very strange. It is. Sucked into a hole somewhere, in a wormhole. I mean, conspiracy theories abound. There's groups of people who are telling governments where they need to look, where it is, that it probably is. And in the meantime, they're just, I think the Australians are being careful. They're letting the Malaysians decide how they're going to release the information because they're so good at that. Let them, they have to deal with the families. Let them release the information, and then they'll figure out where this next site search is going to be. But it's just like looking for a needle in the haystack. It really is. It's sad for the families because they're doing that dance where they thought they had it, then it's not, and then they thought it was here, they thought it was... Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of, it's not kind of, it's dragging them in a couple different directions. And once you figure if the plane went down, you just want the, you want the closure for whatever it is. And speaking of planes and crashing and missing, this just becomes official because, you know, it takes a long time to go through that NTSB affair of investigating the plane, piecing things together, figuring it out. The pilots, they say, botched the approach and landing of the Asiana Airlines Flight 214. Remember, that was that San Francisco deal about a year ago. Killed three people, 187. A lot of people were injured. 187 were injured. They say they found that the crew training and the complexities, that's what they're using that word, of the flight system on that plane and how it was described in the manuals contributed to that awful disaster. Remember, that was just a lot, July 6th. So it was the crew that didn't do the systems correctly before they hit a seawall and smashed down on the runway with the sparks and the debris and that they didn't handle it right, the descent. And they tried to, you know, they tried to do what they could once that happened. And they tried to abort the landing with the plane flying too slowly. If you see that video, it's strange. It was flying, it looked like it was in slow motion almost. Flying too slow to avoid catastrophe. So it's the pilot's error. And luckily, there weren't more people killed in that one. It's kind of, it's very similar in a sense to the commuter plane that fell out of the sky in Buffalo. Remember in 2009, there were 49 people killed in that one because of what happened there. The crew was singled out for that, and of course the crew was killed. But a lot of times you don't hear that. You hear the charges of potential pilot error. Even in the Malaysia flight, they were talking about the pilot, and he had a nefarious reason, and he was trying to take the plane somewhere and whatnot. But it's, you still don't, in the end, the NTSB isn't nailing a lot of pilots for it. It's just one of the things that's being discussed. So that's actually pretty interesting that they're saying it was definitely pilot error. They investigated, and that's what happened there. And then the airline was also fined $500,000 extra for failing to help the families because they didn't do anything to help the families. So then the crash victims are suing Boeing. It's a nightmare for Boeing what happened there, just in that clip of the seawall. No way. Our final segment on this hour of ATN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Here at the tail end of America Tonight. How about this for you? If you watched any of the World Cup soccer, maybe you haven't been watching that much of it. Yeah, I bet you heard this story, though. Anytime an athlete bites another athlete, it makes huge news. Think of Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. But this was much different. This happened in a match with Uruguay and Italy. And what happened was FIFA is actually investigating it, sure, after it happens. But Luis Suarez certainly appeared like he bit the Italian defender, Giorgio Chiellini, during the World Cup match, Group D game on Tuesday, that Uruguay won as they celebrated and moved on. So a lot of people feel like that was foul, foul, foul. And they didn't even want to talk about it afterwards. They wanted to talk about the bite. They didn't want to talk about the win. So now FIFA finally, no way, is investigating what happened there. I looked at the tape 5 times. It absolutely looks like a bite to me. And you know what Suarez said on the whole bite thing? Hey, things happen. Matt, you've been watching this whole thing. What do you think? Uruguay advances, they win, they move on. And Italy's coach, by the way, quit.
Yeah, and I mean, for those of the people out there that don't know, Suarez has kind of been the, I don't know how to present, like, the bad boy of the sport lately. And I don't know who I'd compare him to. Alex Burrows in NHL kind of comes to mind a little bit.
Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, and, well, Laimbeer was more of a thug. Burrows has done these little kind of cheeky things before. He's bit somebody as well. But Suarez has done this twice in the past, and that's why, I mean, there's people calling for him for a lifetime ban from all FIFA events, because he did it twice over in European soccer. And so, I mean, if you're biting someone for a third time, you definitely have some problems.
Yeah, he's out. Come on.
And I don't understand it. I mean, it worked to their advantage. He's done things like this before. And, I mean, I think it was the last World Cup, I believe, he did a purposeful handball against Ghana to save a goal. And then it ended up working out for him then, because Ghana missed the penalty kick and Uruguay went on. And then this time you had, you know, less than a minute after this happens, Italy's kind of all up in arms because there wasn't a foul call, there wasn't a card given, and they went and scored, and Uruguay scored. So he's done these things before, it works out for him, but I can't imagine he's going to be playing again soon.
No, I don't think so. I think they'll, you know, he's been charged with biting him, and we'll see if he faces that suspension. You gave a great description of it. He's a dirty player, to say the least. And here's a no way for you. How about Greece? They shocked the Ivory Coast with a late penalty, so they progressed. How about that? Stunning win, 2-1.
That was so heartbreaking to watch. It was because you had the Ivory Coast get a go-ahead goal with, I don't even remember how much it was left, but like about 15 minutes. It was very similar to the U.S.-Portugal game where you had this team come back, and they're ahead now, and then all of a sudden Greece comes from behind, scores a goal, and, it was on a penalty kick. It was a pretty ticky-tack call, because you could say that the guy might have tripped over his own foot a little bit, but at the same time, you don't need to be around a player in the 18-yard line like that. So, I don't know, it was heartbreaking to watch, though, because I was pulling for the Ivory Coast.
Yeah, that was a bad finish for them, for sure, no question. And by the way, on the Suarez bite, just to bounce back to that for a second, to kick it back, do you know there was a guy who won $5,600 on a bet because he said that was going to happen?
That's crazy.
I'm serious. Oh, that's well timed.
Something like that.
Because somebody challenges it, and you know, in Europe, they'll put anything on the boards when it comes to gambling. That's, you know, there's all kinds of crazy things that they'll put out there. So there was a guy who, you know, almost $6,000 richer. He took a chance. You know what the odds on the board were 175-1 that Suarez would bite an opponent, and there he goes. He did it. That's insane. Nice for him, though, isn't it, that he somehow came up with that. All right, as we continue down this path of no way, LeBron James, for anybody who's a big hoop fan, I know you know his name. He is opting out, that's right, of the last couple of years of his contract. It doesn't mean he won't play with Miami, but it does mean he's a free agent. So he's an unrestricted free agent on July 1st. He has until June 30th to decide whether to opt out of the... He had until June 30th to decide whether to opt out. He was going to make $20 million next season. He had 2 years and about 42 and change left on the deal, and that's what happened. So the Heat president, Pat Riley, said that players have a right to free agency, and when they have these opportunities, the right to explore their options. And he just said that the last four seasons have been historic, and they would look at everything and, you know, look forward to sitting down with LeBron and his representatives and talking about the future and blah, 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 blah. But, hey, he's testing the waters. What if he went back to Cleveland? No way. I don't think so. Some people talk about that. What if he decided to go to New York? Could he possibly go to New York? Well, so you have Carmelo Anthony, you have LeBron James that are out, and you have a whole bunch of other teams that are exploring possible moves they could make to make room for them on their team, like the Hawks, the Lakers, and seriously, the Cavaliers. After so many fans just trashed LeBron James for leaving Cleveland, I guess they would embrace him going back. You know, it's tough love. But if you can come back and win us a championship, all is forgotten. All right, another no way to me is Ryan Seacrest. Does everybody know who he is? He's got that giant smile on his face, and he's kind of the heir to Dick Clark and Casey Kasem. He's put himself in that position. I guess now he has become so popular, he's got four shows, or he's got shows on all four networks. Yeah, I guess I was surprised by that. I guess I don't keep track of that kind of stuff, and I know that he, you know, does the Idol thing, but sure enough, he does. He signed a one-year deal with NBC Universal that includes major award shows, the red carpet nonsense, and then other fashion things and a whole bunch of other tape shows, the Rock and Eve thing at ABC that keep him across the board. So anywhere you turn, if it's a holiday or it's an award show, it's Ryan Seacrest, baby, because you'll tune in and you'll see that big smile on his face. And he has a reason to smile, right? Because you can find him almost anywhere, it seems, when you turn on the tube. Okay, this is another one. This is maybe perhaps the last one that we can squeeze in for this version of No Way. Hillary Clinton, who claimed that they were so broke, the Clintons. Do you know what she gets for some of her speeches? $225,000. $225,000. Are you kidding? That is such an incredible fee. What do you get with that fee? Do you get like a bottle of Dom Perignon? Do you get to pose with the former First Lady and Secretary of State? That is crazy. Typically, that's what she gets. She's going to keynote a University of Nevada Las Vegas fundraising event in October. She does a lot of things in Vegas. She can't answer questions anymore, where she starts sentences off saying truly they are not well off. They need to get together on that. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.